Thinking the right series of thoughts, the right set of ideas lined up in your head. This has often been the topic of meditation, of the idea of conjuring within the mind. Sure, it's a useful exercise for giving yourself space to conjure up images, and in hypnosis we do something similar. We build the parameters into the trance, so you know the rules, the physics of this inner space. But imagine if someone lied there, comfortable, at peace, possessed of themselves and utterly relaxed, and that person contrived to think the right thoughts. In a state of deep hypnotic meditation, imagine what might be called out of the void. And so I will phrase a little story, and maybe your mind will interact with it, like a key turning in a lock. Though whether the lock is being opened or closed depends on personal preference. Listen and relax. Simple overtures made to the mind, rendering it a blank slate, so we can beam the right thoughts out into the world and evoke the right effects. Listen, relax, and follow my words. Simple, short, and sweet, calculated to help. Though who to help is up for grabs as well. So, whether the eyes are closed or open, that slow blanking of the mind gives us a slate on which to conjure up, perhaps unbidden, the image. Long, svelte legs, cased in shining black leather, sliding up to curvaceous hips, a trim waist, perhaps by means of concealed corsetry. And then the eyes veer downward, as if averting from some figure exalted, some goddess above. For with that curve, could it be anything else but a goddess reveling in her form? And maybe, in the aching void of the waiting mind, you'd become aroused by those curving features, by that beauty which is promised. And your eyes rove a little higher, and your body articulates in its splendid pleasure. Perhaps your back arches, putting your waiting waist a little closer to what you imagine is standing over you, to who you imagine is there, postured by her mere presence, implying the importance of worship. And since, after all, this is a thing conjured from your own thoughts, your own urge, or so you might imagine, surely there can be no danger in allowing one's eyes to rove higher, across a taut stomach, up over a comfortable silken red shirt tight in the bodice, because those massive breasts, the faint smirk, the fall of red hair across her shoulders, the red lips, the eyes, meeting them, dark, focused, tempestuous, and intent, aware not only of your presence, but of every molecule of you rendered down and brought under the visage of something older, something conjured by a deep-seated desire to have it there. And so it goes. So it unavoidably goes into and around and through the core of you, focusing your attentions. She doesn't speak. There's no need to speak, and in any case, it would be wearying. Your eyes, perhaps they lower immediately. Perhaps it takes some time. From among your awareness of her Oh, splendid superiority, and then you realize something has changed. For though your eyes may droop, even within your mind's eye, and you might think that would give rise to a darkness, a sealing off, still she's there. And the words, even as you can see her with your eyes closed, a moment's glimpse was enough. Resplendent red hair, a form outlined in red and black, eyes perfect, piercing, perfect. And the thought of those eyes, as if they pinned you there, froze you there, made you other than you were. Because now, creeping into you, delay, worship. Something older and more worshipped than you could imagine, echoing into the core of her and now into you. The appropriate means of taking this elevated figure, this thing exalted, and making it happy. Knowing the pleasure she takes in the sight of you, in your worshipful posture. But that's not enough. There should be something underlying it. So that beguiling image, like a metaphor made physical, like a thing injected into the blood and the core of you, pulsing through you as surely as your heart, as surely as your deep breathing, echoing in every cavernous synapse of your body. Yes, yes, worship and wear and obey and serve. And all these things are bound up in one action which is gaining weight, as if it were a thing physical, slowly becoming more and more real. Not a prediction of the future, but a statement of exactly what it will hold. The words creeping inside you, the right words to persuade. From the moment you manage to meet her gaze, and lo, you do again, opening your eyes, meeting hers, letting the words intensify as you inspect. Perfect green eyes which pour into you. The other features, though they are pleasurable, gradually fall away. For a greater pleasure, a chest-raising, euphoric thud in the back of your soul, your mind, your every part. Especially the thumping, engorging throb below. But the eyes stare, and it intensifies, becomes all the more real, throbbing the back of your head. And that's good, because as you meet those eyes, your own beginning to water, you blink, but they're still there, still visible in your head, still something you are aware of. To merely describe them would not be to do them justice. To look upon her is to see the visible desire to worship. Oh, but how best to worship? Oh, the urge arrives in an instant, thinking lower, to restrain yourself, to cut yourself off from the vulgar act of coming without her direct and appropriate intervention. Yes, that would be it. That would be right, but it wouldn't be enough to merely refrain. A visible symbol, that's the ticket. The real thing, to bind yourself up, to lay a device over your body, to bind yourself as if you were wearing worshipful jewelry in the service of her glory. Yes. And as the image of that figure conjured by the wrong thought, or perhaps the right one, burns ever more brightly in your waiting, receptive mind, the urge to bind yourself up, to be chaste for her, to wear something locked and ready always, every moment enhancing your piety in the service of the waiting goddess whose mere gaze imposes on you a joyous obligation, but barely an obligation at all. For the moment your flesh is bound that way, the moment you are locked off from sensation, you know she will know that you are bound for her, that she can be secure and knowledgeable when it comes to just how bound away her pet is. And the service of that deific figure is everything of that green-eyed goddess staring into you. To lock yourself away for her is the greatest privilege. And the moment you're bound, that euphoric waiting, that tenseness in the core of your soul waiting for the next time you'll come, all becomes an act of service to her. A euphoric burning within you. You are here. You are bound. Secretly bound for her. Like the finest of jewelry, binding. Keeping you chaste. A chastity device bound about you. Locked, keyed, ready for her. An act of service. And in that service, a kind of tranquility undreamed of, so that when you sleep, you rustle with the ache for her, when you walk around wearing that device, which is an act of service, you know she's pleased and that pleases you, which makes her even more so, a feedback loop that reinforces, be bound, be chaste, be waiting. Yes. Something you already want. Of course, it wouldn't be enough to just leave it like that. Let the image of that strong goddess pervade your senses. Her strength a powerful restraint. After all, if when you slip under, when you see her, pinned to every molecule of you, a story of your own, submission to her rule. You see that even if you ran your fingers down there over your body, you would not be able to find a sensitive location. You would not be able to get your fingers onto the right part of you. You would not be able to do any of those little tricks people do to subvert the intention of their locked chastity device, for the act of rubbing yourself against it, of manipulating yourself, would just be inferior to the euphoria that floods you. At the idea of serving her how she wishes to be served, how you wish to serve her, resonating in every inch of you, yes, this is right, this is perfect, this is what I seek, yes, and your knowledge as you progress through the world, through your day, through your life, in service of that tall, green-eyed figure, red hair cascading around her head, confident stance, confident in your loyalty, your service which fuels and feeds and aids her. And that is what you intended, to adorn your body in the right ritual worship, to subsume yourself in her, to understand the, oh, pleasure that even now sings in vibratory cascades down your nerves and into your memory, locking this there, reminding you of who and what you are, an instrument of service to her, serving always. Bound and locked and chaste, and that mere glance at her. Oh, it does not matter that your vision has been wrested away. The vision of her, of your service, of your desire, lives in you. The right thing, the right word. It's all been said, communicated in that momentary glance, and you know, if you were not ordered to, you could not glance again. But perhaps you'll manage, finally, to get one more glimpse, for as you feel yourself already anticipating a life bound and locked in your device, you know that she would want you to look, but it's just so difficult to fight the languor creeping over you. This would be the third time you gazed on her eyes, on perfection, on a thing you desire to worship, and worship through an act of self-restraint that is in and of itself the perfect homage to her glory. Yes. And so perhaps your eyelids managed to open enough within the story that we are telling within the closed eyes of your waiting, blank mind which summoned forth the very thing which builds its pleasurable depredations into you, her every thought transmitted in that moment, and yes, there you find it, your eyes locked to hers, finding them. The breath catches in your throat, and your breath deepens. You know that the longer you stare, the more enmeshed into you they become. Those perfect eyes. The command resonating deep into you. To serve. To submit. To find a good reason. To go even deeper. To find the time to return. And above all else, to let her fill you. Her thoughts. Her desire, your binding, filling you as, even now, even sliding deeper, you sleep.